Illegal alien granted $3,500 bond after allegedly killing Pierce Corcoran. By John Binder on January 28, 2019. The illegal alien accused of killing 22-year-old Pierce Corcoran in Knoxville, Tennessee, has been granted a $3,500 bond that could allow him to be released from prison while he awaits trial. As Breitbart News reported, Pierce Corcoran, an aspiring personal trainer, was killed in a head-on car crash allegedly caused by 44-year-old illegal alien Francisco Eduardo Franco Cambrani days before New Year's Eve. The illegal alien, police said, was driving without a license and without proper registration for his vehicle. He has been charged with negligent homicide and driving without a license. Now, Franco Cambrani could be able to leave prison while he awaits trial for Corcoran's death as General Sessions Court Judge Patricia Long granted a $3,500 bond, noting that agents with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency could take the illegal alien into custody should he be released. Long has required the illegal alien to wear an ankle monitor if he is released on bond. Franco Cambrani's bond had initially been instated at $3,500 but was revoked when prosecutors urged that the illegal alien needed to stay in custody. Long said she had to reinstate the bond under Tennessee state law. Knox County Public Defender Mark Stevens, representing the illegal alien, asked Long to throw out the negligent homicide case, a request the judge refused. In a recent interview with Breitbart News, Corcoran's family said they are continuing to mourn the loss of Pierce. It's still new and we are still dealing with the reality every day that there's not going to be another family picture with him in it, another vacation with him there, another holiday, another birthday, so for us, it's the worst time we've ever had to face, Wendy Corcoran, Pierce's mother, told Breitbart News. Family members of Pierce have created a Facebook and Twitter account in his memory, both titled, Justice for Pierce Corcoran. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.